This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Nimbus QSO's very own John Janclays and Next Level's Dave Tucker, who is also Nimbus QSO board member. So we have both of them on today giving us a quick Nimbus QSO update on all that's happened in the last year and plans for 2022. And also we talk about FinTech's role with credit unions in 2022. So really interesting stuff here from both John and Dave. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a couple of fine gentlemen here in the credit union industry. Right next to me is Nimbus QSO's very own John Janclays. John, how are you, sir?
Good, Mike. Good to be back on the show again.
Yeah, good to have you back. Always good to have you back. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us for a little bit. And then right below us is Mr. Dave Tucker from Next Level. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, we're getting this is and I understand. John just told me you are on the Nimbus QSO board member. You're on the board there, so that's kind of the connection here between the two of you guys. And we're getting kind of a Nimbus QSO update here. And John, I'm going to start with you because the Circle Fund Next Level Ventures meeting was in San Diego this week, and you were there, obviously. And so, give us a quick update on what your role was there and what you guys talked about. And then Dave, I'll probably pose the same question to you as well. So, John?
Yeah, Dave and I were together in San Diego here just a couple of days ago and doing an update to the Circle Fund and the investors. And Mike, you'll remember that number's grown from like 29 to 69 now. And there was over 100 people in the room.
Oh, my God.
We kind of all of the companies that folks have invested in gave an update. I think there was a total of 11 of us there. But the Nimbus update was, I think there was one slide I even said I should have renamed it. It should have been, oh my gosh, what a difference a year makes, you know? Because Mike, it was in May when I was on the show, we were talking about the kickoff of the QSO, right? And no matter how you want to measure growth, you know, year over year and success, what I reported at that meeting was, you know, the annual contracts, for example, that we sold year over year changed from 800,000 to 22 million. That's 20x change in 1 year's time, right? And then when you move on to, you know, like the pipeline, which is kind of the future forecast, that grew from 20 million to now to 100 million. And credit unions represent about 35% of that pipeline, from zero up to 35% of this larger number. So the adoption rate and the interest of credit unions is high. And, you know, we're talking to anywhere about 50 credit unions about starting with strategy, thinking about growth, what's the right, you know, approach for you, and then bringing those approaches to market.
That's a lot of conversations, John. That's a lot of time. I know. That's a lot of Zoom calls.
My air miles are good. Okay.
Well done. And from a board member's perspective, Dave, what is your take on this? I mean, because this is an amazing story. I mean, when you boil it down.
Yes, it is. And you have to remember when we opened the fund last April, Nimbus, I think, was our second investment, but it was one of the first that we really started to look at. And we saw it as just a great opportunity. And being a board member on the QSO has really given me some great insights. John has a wealth of experience in this area, and he's been a great person to kind of just see inside how this industry works. And I think participating in the QSO has been a great way to, observe both how the company works, but also how they really listen to and relate to the mm-hmm. to the credit unions that are out there.
Yeah, because I mean, and you brought up a good point here. I'm wondering what attracted you toward Nimbus? What, because now you're on obviously on the board, and initially, you know, you're like, hey, we want to invest in this company. What was the attraction with these folks?
Well, you know, this is really a revolutionary kind of technology. It really opens up access to a lot of credit unions to, you know, kind of a new state-of-the-art system and an ecosystem around it for all kinds of, you know, challenges that they're facing today. And we see Nimbus as one that's really pushing the envelope on what's possible with new technology yeah. and the ability to stand up new instances of credit mm-hmm. unions today.
Which is what credit unions desperately need. Because obviously we all know well enough that it's just technology is just flying at breakneck speed. So how do you guys address that, John, with the breakneck pace that's going on right now? And then keeping credit unions not only, you know, maintaining it, but gosh, trying to keep them ahead of the curve as well. What's that, I guess, for lack of a better term, what's that challenge like?
Well, I think, Mike, there's more opportunities than challenge. And I think this is really just in the last year, you can really feel it's a notable shift. I told you I've been traveling the country talking to people, probably about 50 different executive teams. And different things have kind of cleared for them. We're beyond COVID and the ensuing recession, and we're feeling pretty good about that. You know, the worst fears did not happen. We're sitting pretty good with very good capital. We're watching an increasing amount of capital move into fintechs. Circle Fund is a perfect example, yeah, right? Yeah. Started at 100 million, now 250 million, and they're talking about a second fund. So the capital is moving in that direction. The winners are being identified and being vetted. This is something that Dave and Next Level is doing so well, is they're looking at that portfolio. We were number two, there's now 11. Mm-hmm. And I think our work is just getting underway with Dave on our board to start to think about, hey, wait a minute, what's the synergies between these 11 and Nimbus? And by the way, what would be additive to that? What are we looking for to kind of complete the technologies that we need to compete? And then you know what we're doing here at Nimbus is we're solving problems like, hey, you've got 40-year-old technology that needs to be updated.
No doubt.
Let's do that. What we're known for is the credit union of boxes. Let's just set a whole new brand up and get you going on a whole new path to growth.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have three or four credit unions are really close to us announcing moving from being just a regional player to having a national brand to help them grow. Talk about game changing.
Yeah.
So that's coming up for some of my peers.
Oh, cool. Yeah. You kind of stole my next question, because I was going to say, okay, you guys went to this meeting. You guys are set up really nicely for 2022. What's on the plate? What's on the docket for 2022 moving forward here, especially, and how it all benefits credit unions? Because again, everything's moving so fast.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah. Well, for what we talk about all the time in the board meeting is, you know what? So we're out there, folks know who we are and what we do. Many conversations are underway, and now the implementation pipeline is starting to come. And, you know, Mike, for us, you know, that really meant being very proactive and thinking ahead. Part of the retrospect included moving from 120 employees to over 550 full-time employees, because we are having success, but it isn't success if we don't implement on time with the right kind of outcomes. And to do that, you know, we've had to staff up. So a big part of our work this last year was staffing up and getting ready,
okay,
you know, for the success that we're having.
Yeah. And we all know what all the labor issues that are going on, things like that. To be able to do that in this market, you guys, that's kudos to you guys for having a great company to work for. So to attract those people. So well done on that front. Dave, do you have anything else to add to that front as well from what John just said, as far as preparations and plans for 2022?
I think one of the best conversations I had with John and with Jeffrey Kendall, the CEO, was one of our previous meetings, not too long after we invested, when we laid out and just sort of strategically looked at the ecosystem of what is the set of systems that credit unions use and what are things that are happening in each of those areas. And we realized like Nimbus is really kind of a central piece of that, right in the middle. And now we're also looking at what sort of things complement that. What do we look at that sort of builds this out and creates a set of technologies that are available to credit unions, mm-hmm, and watching. So the really cool thing is now watching the pace which Nimbus is growing at. And I have to compliment being able to attract that many people in the last year, because that is a tough thing to do. I mean, I came from that world and that's tough, but it's just been a lot of fun, like watching the pieces come together and all really building around everything, mm-hmm, that Nimbus is doing.
That's exciting. Really? Yeah. So it bodes well for a 2022 and beyond. So excitement is the name of the game right now, it sounds like, with all the opportunity that you were talking about, John. So really good stuff for sure. Anything else on this front that you want to share?
Here's the idea, Mike, that, you know, some of our bank clients, but also our credit union clients, it's really coming to market and we're going to see them launch and watch their successes. You know, we have Hitched is a brand that's out there.
Yeah.
Zenlo, BankMD, ZyFi, and we are all the time. Once you launch, that's just the beginning in this agile world, right? Like we're taking in the data and we're beginning to say, now we've discovered yet there's something else that we can do, or how to extend the platform. And then over to Dave and Next Level about, hey, we need a piece that might be missing in the puzzle. Let's work together. I think we're just scratching the surface of that synergy and that work. That's a 2022 item. And we've talked about, you know, how can we more purposefully make that happen and discover that? And, you know, if this credit unions are telling us what's happening for them next and where they need to be and anticipating that, is work that we can do for sure.
Okay, good deal. And I'm glad you brought that up, John, because Dave, I want to give you a chance to address Next Level and how you guys help out credit unions. Can you give us your 30-second elevator speech real quick?
Right. So Next Level Ventures is a venture capital firm, which has been around since 2009 and really focused in a number of areas, a number of different technologies. But through those, the original funds, we were investing in a number of credit unions, or a lot of credit unions were investing in our funds. And so we developed this relationship with them and really got to understand the credit union space. And that led to our position. So we manage the Circle Fund. And so we're the venture capital firm that manages a fund. So we're seeking out, vetting, and executing the investments in a number of these companies. Mm-hmm. And as John said, in parallel with their growth, we thought the fund was going to be maybe 80 to 100. We ended up at 250 million. We've made 11 investments since April, which is, I mean, that's a pretty rapid pace in venture capital. And Nice. We see just a wealth of opportunity out there. And so it's been equally exciting on our side.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, every day must be an adventure with you guys. Like,
Mike, I've got to mention too, as part of the MDC meeting, Next Level and, you know, Nick at Circle, mm-hmm. they had a dinner for us where the 11 companies could talk to one another. And then something else that was really cool is, Rodney Hood from NCUA joined us at dinner.
Yes.
And talk about people starting to lean forward and saying, you know what, this is real important to credit unions, so it's important to us. We're a stakeholder, that being, you know, the NCUA, and beginning early day conversations about, let's start anticipating what the needs are going to be between fintechs, the NCUA, credit unions, and starting that dialogue. So, you know, that's the kind of work that needs to happen in front of all this innovation, mm-hmm. is getting all the stakeholders involved. So, you know, my hat's off to Nick and Craig at Next Level for making that happen.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
So John brings up a good point. You should mention, so Nick Evans and the Circle Collective, I think, is one of the things that really helps this ecosystem we're building. So we've got, you know, we're managing the fund itself of doing investments, but Nick and the Circle Collective are the ones who are really out there making sure that we make the connections that we're seeking out and helping find the next set of companies to invest in, but then also making sure those investments are successful for the credit union. Mm-hmm. So making sure that the connections are made. And I think that's one of the things that sets us apart.
Yeah. Again, that's just so much opportunity out there. And I think 2022 is going to be yet another pivotal year in this area. And it's so great to have something like this set up to where you can invite folks in and have this opportunity for those fintechs out there who want to get involved. So it's, I think this is just, is such a great thing for the industry to have this set up and ready to roll at a moment's time. So yeah, good stuff, and exciting to be in your shoes too, to, you know, be living it first, right on the front line. So good stuff. And John, I saw board member Hood at Bonnie Hood at the, I was going through my LinkedIn. I was going through my LinkedIn feed and went, oh my gosh, look who's there. And I thought to myself, wow, what a great move that is to have the NCUA involved in this as well. So, I mean, firsthand, not just kind of a distant type thing, but firsthand having NCUA involved and really be there to have a voice as well. So good stuff to have those folks there as well. So
yeah. So credit goes to Nick at the Circle Group for fostering that connection, making that happen. And then Director Hood's invitation to all the fintechs that night was, call my office, schedule an appointment. I want to understand what you're doing and how we can understand the market rather than being, you know, reactive, you know, it's your presence in the market. Let's get ahead of this together.
Yeah, so no doubt.
It's really cool.
Yeah, something that's desperately needed in this industry to really be proactive in this area for sure. Hey, before we go, John, you are writing another book. Do you want to give us a quick plug on that? What's it about? And when's it going to come out?
Yeah, it's perfect with this conversation that we're having here, and it's really responsive to it. And part of going out and talking to 50 of my peers is, for us to compete as credit unions, you're going to have to be able to do that through our superpower, right? Collaboration. Yep. You might call that partnership. But how's that changing? There's a different way of partnering now, for example, with fintechs. What are the secrets about that? So these aren't going to be John's ideas. I'm going to be out doing interviews and kind of gathering that information in the marketplace. Okay. bringing it back and then sharing it with everyone. So that's something that we're proud to do at Nimbus, is kind of, you know, help to accelerate the conversation, the ideas, bring them back to the larger group and, you know, perfect them a little bit more. So that's what the book is going to be. It's almost kind of like, I don't know, out partnering the competition or something like that.
All right. Well, the title's in the works, it sounds like, but, and this is going to be your third one, right? So you're no stranger to this area.
Number three. Yeah.
Good deal. Well, we're going to be anxious to see it. Is there a date when it's going to be coming out?
It should be in the fall. Yeah, okay. It's early days. We're working on it. Yeah, so it should be the fall. Right. So I'll be in touch with you. We'll get closer to the finish line.
We love doing book reviews. Just in time for the holidays. All right. Well, good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. It sounds like you have a lot on your plate, so I don't want to keep you from it. But thank you so much. Dave, nice to meet you as well. And look forward to more conversations with you and obviously you as well, John. So keep up the good work, okay?
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.